The Broadway musical, a staple in American culture. And sometimes those musicals, which have their humble beginnings on a stage, find their way to the glitz and glam of Hollywood. And sometimes the other way around. On this podcast, we discuss all of those movie musicals that have made our hearts sing, cringe, and cry. This is Stage Rant.
Is it recording?
Hello and welcome to Stage Rant, your favorite podcast where two dudes, both equally secure in their masculinity and sexuality, talk about the biggest shows that have made their way from the big stage to the small screen. Every week, myself, Adam, a man who truly wonders what the weather is like in good old Philadelphia, discuss the history of a movie musical with
Joe, someone who believes that it is always sunny in Philadelphia, with a lot of strong pointed opinions. Those are the things that I possess.
Yes, every week
we talk about a movie musical. Sometimes we're joined by a friend who we may or may not have forced to join us about said musical. But this is a mini-sode.
Yes,
this is a mini-sode.
This is a mini-sode, and actually, this is going to be a mini-sode. This is coming out.
It'll come out at some point. Let's not restrict ourselves.
It'll come out at some point, but the season finale, I want to tease real quick. The season finale is coming soon, and the season finale is going to be a doozer. A doozer? A doozy.
A doozer! It's going to be a doozer!
A doozer! So be prepared for the season finale. So that will be our last episode of this season. We will also have a Halloween episode and a Christmas episode, so be on the lookout for those. Thank you, all you loyal followers. Today we are doing a mini rant. Why I'm like stuttering here.
A ranty mini, a stage rant, a miniature rant
of the stage variety.
Yeah, the stage variety.
But today we're talking about a show that I have heard it described as the modern Seinfeld. The most irreverent comedy on television. Danny DeVito's magnum opus. We're talking about Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's a solid show.
And this episode in particular is called
The Nightman Cometh.
Which is a fun little play on The Iceman Cometh, which is also a very weird, very real music, or not musical, play. I don't even know what The Iceman Cometh is about, but it's a real play.
It's essentially about a group of drunk people.
Oh, it is?
Essentially, which is also, ironically,
what this show is about. Yeah, so for those of you who don't know what's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I'm going off of tentative knowledge. Joe, feel free, and I beg you to correct me if I say something wrong. Basically, this show follows a group of friends who run a bar in Philadelphia.
Patty's Pub.
Patty's Pub, yes. It is... Who owns the pub?
So that's a complicated question. Okay. Technically, it's a joint ownership between Dennis. Dennis Reynolds.
Yes.
So technically, everyone owns some shares in it.
Okay.
However, sometimes they give away their shares to each other in drunken bets. Really, essentially, Dennis owns it.
So Dennis is the brother of Dee.
Of Dee.
Whose father is Frank.
Yes.
Who is Annie DeVito.
Yes.
Who's just here.
A
godsend of a man. And they are best friends with Mac.
Mac.
And Charlie.
Charlie. Mac and Charlie are not a part of the Reynolds family.
Right. They are...
Yes.
Third parties. Separate,
but there are five members in the gang.
Yes. All the episodes are always... Sometimes it's called, you know, the gang does blank.
Yes.
The gang will blank. The gang
solves the gas crisis.
The gang...
Charlie McDennis... The game of games, like...
Yeah, the gang become domestic terrorists.
Yes.
I think it's an episode that I saw. So, yeah, it's a very irreverent show.
The gang versus North Korea.
The gang solves world hunger.
Yes. All of these amazing titles, obviously the best. I think this is the best episode.
Now, of the ones I've seen, this takes the cake.
Is it because it's a musical episode?
Kinda.
Okay, so like, sometimes shows get bored and they're like, we're gonna do a musical episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did with this one, every show has to overcome this hurdle, though, of like, how do we tactfully turn one of our random, you know,
episodes, a regular episode.
Yes, into a musical. Mm-hmm. And the way they did this is they had Charlie write a musical.
And the episode starts off with him just coming in saying, I wrote a musical!
And everyone's just like, what are you doing, bud?
He's like, I wrote a musical!
And they're like, but why?
And he just keeps saying, well, I wrote a musical. And they're like, what's the angle?
And he's just like, there doesn't have to be an angle. I just wanted to write a musical. And Charlie's played by Day.
By Charlie Day.
By Charlie Day.
Yeah.
And you know him.
He's just Charlie Day is, he can be both a serious actor, like in Pacific Rim, but he can also.
But I much prefer when he's not.
But he's also, and you've probably seen the meme of like the guy, crazy eyes in front of a board with like, red string attaching multiple connections, like
that's Charlie.
Conspiracy theory. That's Charlie.
And so he comes in and he's like, "I wrote a musical. It doesn't need to be, you know, a big deal. I just wrote a musical." And they're like, "Yes, but whose face are we shoving this in?"
Right.
Like, who verses? Who verses?
And it's like, no, it's just a musical.
And they're like, "Oh, okay." And he's like, "Well, I want you we're gonna do this." And they're like, "Why would we ever want to do that?"
Right.
And he's just like, "Oh, okay, well, don't worry, I'll just get some other people to be into it." Mm-hmm. And they're like, wait a second,
hold on,
because the gang is incredibly vain.
Oh yes,
like the song "You're So Vain," like, "You're so vain, you probably think the song is about you, you're so vain." That song's about the gang.
They are irredeemable narcissists.
They are just all bad people.
No, they, similar to Seinfeld, no one is a good person in It's Always Sunny. In fact, I would argue that some people just do horrendous things in It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Literally irredeemable awful things.
Awful, awful things. Like Rickety Cricket, for anyone who's seen this show. It's like the devolution of Rickety Cricket.
Yeah.
Who is also a writer. God, love that show. And so they're like, okay, we're going to be in it. And they're like, what's it called? And he's like, "The Nightman Cometh." And so this episode, you expressed you were saddened by the
not
fact
saddened.
That you were just, I think you were disappointed.
My expectations for the musical were different than what happened.
Okay, so what you thought would be?
I thought it would be like a bit of rehearsal and then mostly musical.
I would say it's almost half and half.
In retrospect,
it's a 21-minute show.
It's yes, this is as long as our last minisode we did with Scrubs. Depending on when order this comes out, I might just flip a coin and figure out which one comes out first.
I mean, we should probably do Scrubs first now. I feel like you locked us in for that. But,
but it'd be funny if we did Scrubs second and people are very confused.
Well,
as
then
to
we
why
just seem
we're
unprofessional.
But if it's a bit that they would do in Always Sunny that we're doing,
I don't think you've seen enough of the show.
So I haven't.
No,
I haven't.
That's not
no
how this works.
Okay.
D, you goddamn bitch.
I know she's referenced as a bird.
She's a bird.
I know that, too.
Okay, so the show, the episode goes in this order.
Yes.
We have rehearsal. Mm-hmm. We have Charlie assaulting ambushing the waitress.
Yes.
And then we have the actual
then
production.
We have the show. Yeah.
And so part one.
Rehearsal.
Rehearsal.
Yeah. Now, you and I have both been in musicals before.
We have. We've participated in the process of art.
And you know what? I got flashbacks hardcore to almost every rehearsal process I've been a part of in this, like, 5-7 minute long sequence.
Charlie becomes every director you've ever had simultaneously.
Literally.
Where he's just like, I'm up to here. I'm up to here.
It's day one of rehearsal, and someone says a wrong note, and they're like, listen, I'm up to here with your bad singing.
With the bad singing. If you're going to be here, I need you to be here.
Yeah, are you here? I need you at 110%.
Yes.
That's every director, and that's Charlie Day in this episode.
Like, with the gum.
Oh my god, if
like, we're just having a normal conversation, we're just going back and forth. It's just like, well, I think we need to be really careful about how we do the rape scene. Are you chewing gum?
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Spit it out.
I said no gum. I said no gum. Spit it out. Spit it out.
Spit it out. Into Charlie's hand. Danny DeVito spits gum into Charlie Day's hand. It's amazing.
So the characters. Let's talk about the characters.
Okay.
Because we're
the characters of It's Always Sunny or the characters of the Nightman Cometh.
Of the Nightman Cometh.
Okay.
So we have the little boy
who
slash
also the
Dayman. The
Dayman.
He's also the Dayman.
Defender
of the Nightman.
Defeater of the Nightman. Defender
Fighter of the Nightman.
Defender of the Sun.
Champion of the Sun.
Champion of the Sun? That was Defender of the Sun.
Champion of the Sun.
That's
sun
right.
Sun. Ah! Jesus, Adam. Come on.
Which I love
if
also
you're gonna be here, you should.
I love also the reference, jumping way ahead, to the Flash Gordon soundtrack.
Yes.
By Queen.
We're getting well, so that so
I love it.
The song, Dayman, actually came from earlier in the show. So this
yes,
happens
I have
in the
seen
fourth
that scene.
Scene
as well.
Yes.
Where Charlie's like under a blanket and
yes.
He's like, Dayman.
Yes. So yeah. the what happened was they did that song in like I think season 3. This is season 4.
Uh-huh.
It went over so well that they're like, we're going to do a musical episode. And so that's why this happened, is because people loved.
Was that Dayman bit written or improvised?
Probably both. If I know Charlie Day.
I really hope it was purely improvised.
Because Charlie Day is probably one of the most secretly talented people. He wrote all of this. He wrote all of the songs in conjunction with the music producer really? For the show. Yes, it was just Charlie Day. They're like, we want to do a musical. And he said, give me a couple days. And he kind of disappeared and came back with The Nightman Cometh. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's where this came from. So we have the little boy who is in love with a princess who lives in a coffee shop.
A coffee, yes.
We also play, so the little boy is played
by Dennis.
We have the princess in the coffee shop played by D, that goddamn bitch. We have we should have done a drinking game with us.
We should have.
And then we have the Nightman, who does karate.
And hisses a lot.
He has cat eyes. He's kind of a cat. Yeah. Dresses in all black, played by Mac.
Yeah.
And then we have the troll, who is, of course,
Danny DeVito.
Played by Danny DeVito.
I mean, I feel like this is every other Danny DeVito role is some variation on the troll.
Right. So here's the thing with Charlie, though. Charlie is illiterate. He is incredibly illiterate, which is a running joke throughout the show.
Oh!
And so the fact that they were able to... that Artemis...
I do know her as well.
The fact that Artemis was able to put words to his madness.
Uh-huh.
I think she's the true hero of The Nightman Cometh. She is what made this dream come true.
That and the elderly pianist who knows Calvin Coolidge.
Listen, you've been telling me a lot about... You've told me about Calvin Coolidge. Right now, I need you to stop telling me about Calvin Coolidge. I need you to go play the piano, okay? Okay?
I thought, like, oh, was the piano going to be really bad? And actually, no.
Nope.
Piano's solid.
Gladys?
Gladys. Yeah.
Plays the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then we also... What's the plot of The Nightman Cometh? Because there's some confusion. Because Dee is concerned that she is having sex with a child. because she's instructed to make out, to kiss the little boy.
Right.
To which they have some problems because they're brother and sister. So Artemis comes forth with the great concept of like, but what if it's a sexually charged embrace?
Yes. And the entire song that they sing, where Dee is going, you know,
tiny boy, little boy, baby boy, I need you. While Dennis
going, ooh,
ah, oh. While Dennis is like, if you only knew what I do to you, if I was that boy that's inside of you. Like,
it's like
confusing stuff here.
Yeah.
And so Dee's upset with it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just like, I don't want to sing this song. And Charlie's just like, oh, okay. Yeah. Then you can sing the song that's on the back. And she's like, it's blank. And he's just like, oh, well, then that's what you'll be singing.
Yeah.
And we've established that Dee is vain.
Yes.
They're all vain.
Everyone's vain.
And so she's just like, obviously, I don't want you to cut the song. And she's like, don't screw me like this. And Charlie's like, don't screw you! Like, he has some of his best Charlie meltdowns in this episode.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, what happened? Did Dee write the musical and come to the gang with it and want the gang to be in it? No! Charlie wrote the musical and came to the gang and asked the gang to be in it.
Yeah.
So what's it gonna be, Little Miss? All that song or no song? And Dee's just like...
That's a...
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
And Dee's just like... Song? And he's like, what?
Song.
Dee wants to do a song!
And like, and there's only 4 songs in this whole musical, which is, I guess, canonically like 10 minutes long.
So there's actually more, and we'll talk about this.
Okay.
But we only see 4 songs.
Okay.
And so Dee gets her song back, and they're like, okay, let's get back to rehearsal. And it's like, wait, where did Dennis go? And he's over at the snack table. It's like, Dennis, what are you doing? And he's just like, I'm eating because I'm incredibly uncomfortable.
And Charlie at this point had told him, take a five. And he's like, well, it's even 5 minutes.
He's like, I want the song, dude. Like, don't worry about it. Like, I don't want the song. He's like, I need you to take a 5.
Yeah.
And so then we cut over to Charlie mm-hmm. is now, he wants to, so we find out who it's versus.
Yes, and I did know this relationship existed also prior to going to this one.
Yes.
So where Charlie has a thing for this waitress.
He stalks her. Stalks the shit out of the waitress.
Yes.
And so he wrote this entire musical just to get her to come to it. He yes. needed to get her there because of the implication. For those who've watched the show, you'll giggle.
Now, what makes me laugh is this episode has the same plot, pretty much, to the first book in the Series of Unfortunate Events series of having a musical.
Oh, don't ruin it.
To, oh.
Don't
oh,
ruin the oh, ending.
Oh, 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 oh.
Don't ruin okay, the ending.
I'm good. I'm good.
Don't ruin the ending.
I won't.
And so he's like, if you come to the show, I will never come to you. Like, I will never talk to you ever again. And she's just like, you won't ever list me as your emergency contact. And he's just like, well, I thought we were there, but I guess not. And so she's just, fine, I'll come to the show mm-hmm. if you leave me alone for the rest of my life.
Right.
And he's just like, okay, deal.
Yeah.
And so then we cut back to rehearsal. Mm. And Danny DeVito is struggling, Frank Reynolds is struggling with the book.
Yes.
A little bit.
There's some consonants that are a little too similar and a little too close together. Now, it is implied.
Can you do a good Danny DeVito impression?
Can I?
Yeah, have you tried?
I have before. Oh, we're doing the podcast. All right.
No pressure or anything.
I'm just
going to
do a quick clap, so if it's bad, I can cut it out.
No, we don't cut on this show.
Okay, oh, shit. Okay, you're right. You're right. I'd never cut anything.
Like, Charlie!
Charlie!
Oh, that was good!
Charlie! I'm just singing the song!
Oh, too Jewish. Dial back the Jewish a little bit.
Charlie! I'm singing Boy's Hole!
Okay.
That's what I'm saying!
So he's
Boy's Hole!
So there's some confusion.
Yeah.
It sounds like, Frank, it sounds like you're, I love what you're doing. I love the energy you're
Thank
bringing.
Thank you, Charlie.
It sounds like you're saying Boy's Hole instead of Boy's Soul.
I'm saying Boy's Soul.
Yes. Go ahead and run it for me real quick.
Boy's Soul.
Go ahead and sing it. Just like 5, 6, 7, 8.
You gotta pay the troll toll to get into the Boy's Soul.
No. So, once again, I fear what... I fear you might be saying Boy's Hole, which is not what this is. To which...
Mac then replies,
Charlie, I think we need to be careful about how we do the rape scene.
Which
Charlie's like, what are you talking about? There's
yeah.
no rape scene.
No.
And it's just like, well, of course there is. I pay yeah. the troll toll, and then I rape Dennis.
Which I want to know the lore of this musical, because where does the troll figure into this other than to be the guardian of
the
boys' souls? Boys.
Both
souls.
Both.
And boys' holes. souls and holes.
And so it's decided that ultimately what they're going to do is that Mac is going to jump up onto Dennis's bed.
Yes.
And Dennis is going to sense him.
Yes.
He's going to sense him. And then the troll is going to cover them with a blanket.
Right.
To make the rape, I mean, the sexing the more classy.
Oh, God.
And so it's,
yeah.
it's show night.
Yes.
Come one, come all to a beautiful show. It's show night. Charlie's in all black. He's got his, like, backstage director.
He's got his little, like, sailor hat on. It's great.
Yes. And he informs the crew that Gladys is actually going to play the piano for the show.
But Charlie was supposed to.
He was supposed to, but now he's not.
Right.
But she needs to remind Charlie that she...
I was back... What the fuck was that?
What was that, Gladys? Try that one more time.
Why am I doing Danny DeVito as an old woman?
I was good friends with Calvin Coolidge.
I know you told me that.
I know.
I need to go play the piano.
I know you told me that, Gladys, but at some point you need to stop telling the Calvin Coolidge story.
Go play the piano!
And so the gang also wants to make some last minute changes. Dee wants to add a song and also rip the pits in her outfit. But the costumes are expensive.
Right.
Because props are expensive.
They are.
If you rent, it's crazy.
Honestly, just bring your own costume.
Go to Goodwill. Figure it out.
This is why I'm a big fan of avant-garde theater. Because you can just do whatever the fuck you want. And like, Les Mis, minimalist. Just wear a blue shirt for Javert. A black shirt for Valjean. It's not that hard. Anyway,
and so,
I digress.
And so Dee is like, I'm going to add a song. And Charlie is just like, if you do that, I will slap your face off of your face.
Yeah.
Which is a terrifying threat.
It really is.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to lose my face.
That's a lot of murder.
That's a lot of
like,
murder.
Like, that has to be murder.
Yeah.
And so the show begins.
Yes.
It's just such fun.
You know, as the musical began, I tried to envision myself as an audience member.
Well, it's funny you did that, because they actually performed this in front of a real just audience group of people.
Wait, really?
Yes. They said they had a local community theater, and they said, come see this show.
Oh my God.
So the audience had no clue what
those
was
aren't
happening.
Extras?
No.
I mean, they are.
They are random people off the street. That it just showed up to watch this. So the reactions we see are genuine. They have no idea what they're about to see. And they just performed the show. Including, Artemis actually came out and delivered, like, a pre-show speech. She said, like, hello and welcome, everyone. Like, she set the stage, flash photography, etc. is how they filmed and recorded this.
How do they get, like, the cameras and, like, the close-ups and everything?
So, like, they told people that, like, going to be recorded. Similar to how if you went to go see John Mulaney, they'd be like, okay, this one's going to be recorded for Netflix.
So were they like, if you don't want to be in this, now was the time to
go. Here's the time to sign an image release, get out of here.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so this was recorded in front of a real group of people.
That's amazing.
Who had never seen... maybe even this show before.
Yeah.
Who are now being...
I'm imagining, like, all the people who were already It's Always Sunny fans, and when Artemis comes out, they're like, wait a minute. What the fuck? Like, this is a real... hang on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
So it opens up with the song. So now we're going to talk through the actual songs as they happened.
Yes.
So we have Tiny Boy, Little Boy, Baby Boy, I Need You. And then at the end, it goes off very beautifully.
It does.
Except for like these weird runs that Dee does with her voice.
Yeah.
Where she kind of sounds like a bird. I'm going to be honest. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if this was on purpose, but I kind of hope it was.
Probably.
But she does these like, it is unfortunate.
It's rough.
So they go through that. They do their sexually charged embrace. And then Dee comes back on. And she's like, just to be clear, I have never had sex with a child. And then to which Charlie backstage responds with just like, I am going, like, keep singing, bitch. You won't have a face when I'm done with you.
Just
seething.
And I have seen directors seethe like that during a live performance before, and it's terrifying.
It's
it's genuinely, I feared for my life at one point. Anyway,
and so he looks, Danny DeVito makes a very convincing troll.
I mean, he played the Penguin in Batman Returns, and he was amazing there. Like, this is basically his Penguin costume with less class.
It's he looks great, but he provides, he receives the troll toll.
Yes.
From Mac, who's going for gas.
He's going for gas, and he uses these cat eye contacts.
Do you have a cat eye guy? I'm already calling him.
And, like, he's hissing and doing karate, and, yeah, it's amazing.
Mac pays the troll toll,
yes.
And he rapes Dennis.
Pretty much.
He sexes Dennis.
He sexes Dennis.
And when they're underneath the covers, oh my God, Dennis is just like, dude, are you fucking hard right now? And Mac's just like, shut up, don't ruin this for me. Cut to black.
And then Dennis just gets up, walks off stage during the blackout, which is hardly even a blackout.
It's not really a blackout. And then Dennis transforms into the Day Man.
Yes.
And by taking off his clothes, wearing a silver singlet suit, a black jock strap, and he's like, I'm the Day Man.
Day Man.
And the troll is just like, what? Yep. What does that mean?
And a hand from behind a door presents a gun, presents a pistol.
And Dennis grabs it, and he's just like... Or
Or
the troll is like, what is that? And Dennis is like, you know what it is, bitch. Bang, 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 bang.
This makes me so much happier knowing it was a random audience. Oh!
And Charlie's struggling. He's like, in this very melodramatic fashion, he's just like, I am going to smack everyone into tiny little pieces. Yeah. It's just my favorite Charlie Day. And so it's time for the final number.
Yes.
Day Man.
Ah, fighter of the night, man. Ah, champion of the sun. Ah.
You're a master of karate and friendship for everyone.
Yes.
Day Man. And then it's like, Day Man. And then stage freeze. Don't say stage freeze. Do it. And then Adam. To what to our wondering eyes to appear.
But from the rafters.
From a fly space that this community theater has.
Comes down Charlie in a yellow tuxedo.
On a yellow sun.
I was once that little boy was me. I once was a boy, but now I am a man. I thought the night man lived as day man.
He's proposing.
Yeah. He's proposing to the waitress.
And the best line is like, won't you come on stage and join me in this thing called matrimony? Please say yes and please don't bone me. Please just marry me. And the waitress is like, is that it?
Is that it? We done?
It's like, yeah.
All right, well, I'm out.
All right. And he's just like, wait, what do you say? She's like, will I marry you? No, I will not marry you.
God.
It's the end of the show.
That's it. And that's where the episode ends.
What I would have given to seen one of the live productions of this.
Yeah.
So there's one on YouTube. It was performed in LA. Is when they did the recording. It was like a bonus feature in the season 4 DVD set. But they toured and they did at bars a live production of The Nightman Cometh. And what I would have given to see this live, because there's so many more songs. Really? There's like 4 more songs that weren't in the episode that were included.
That's great.
In the live production. Go watch it on YouTube.
Okay.
Or just watch this masterpiece one more time.
Also works.
I love this. This is great. This incredibly is great. Quotable.
Yes.
Like, it is. I went back and watched this. It's another one of those where I'm like, I know every word.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be from rehearsal or when Dennis rips out Mac's heart on stage.
Yeah.
In a nice little Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm. I had a roommate in undergrad who would every now and then just say out loud, gotta pay the troll toll to get into the boys' hole.
You're like, I'm sorry, what?
And I think that's where I first was introduced to this episode. And I think It's Always Sunny, generally speaking. And he was like, oh yeah, it's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I was like, oh, what's that? And he's like, come with me
and we'll be in a world of pure confusion.
Yeah. So, but no, this was great. This was fun.
I think my biggest piece of feedback is I think the rape scene went really well.
It did.
Which is what Danny DeVito says at the end, to which Charlie replies like, I'm up to here. Like, yeah. I am here. Yep. My hand is above my head. That is where Charlie is.
But I do like that this I alluded to earlier. This stole the plot, in many ways, of the first series of Unfortunate Event books, where a play is written to marry someone.
Yes. And unsuccessfully.
Both times.
Which, I think there's a lesson here.
What is that, Joe?
Don't utilize a musical. Mm-hmm. Listen, let your art be art.
Yeah.
Don't let it be versus someone. It doesn't always have to be shoved in someone's face.
Right.
Maybe tell the Harry Potter fan fiction Crimes of Grindelwald musical you wrote needs to just stay in your notebook.
Are you talking about Harry Potter and the Cursed Child? Because that actually exists.
It's a musical?
Well, it's a play.
Well, it's not a musical.
There are musical elements.
Sometimes the art can just be that. It can just be art. And it doesn't always need to be versus someone or shoved in someone's face.
No.
What a beautiful lesson we've been told.
Truly.
And also, stop stalking people.
Yeah.
Just
generally.
Charlie's a red dot.
Yeah.
He wrote a musical to propose to someone who wants a restraining order.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Honestly, like, I would say 12 out of 10. You can find this, Always Sunny is on Hulu.
It is.
Season 4. Go and give it a watch. If you've never even seen the show, I would say you can't go wrong just being tossed head first into any given Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode.
Yeah, you can pick it up, but there are some plot lines, like some overarching.
Yeah, as long as you know that Charlie is stalking the waitress and that she doesn't love him and that everyone in this is incredibly vain, then you're good to go.
Yeah, that's about it.
Get out there. Have fun.
All you need to know. The gang buys a boat might be a personal favorite of mine.
Gang buys a... Because of the implication. I'm sorry, what are we...
or like, I don't remember what it was, but I know Rumham.
Rumham's
good.
It's
a thing.
Rumham's a reoccurring character.
What's your favorite kind of food?
Milk steak.
What?
Fight milk?
Is it fight juice or fight milk? Okay, yeah.
Because it's made from crow's milk.
That's right.
Crow's eggs.
That's right. Fight milk. Milk steak. Rum ham. What else? What other crazy culinary delights are there? It's Always Sunny.
Not a lot of culinary delights. But you also have Thunder Gun Express. You also just have the fact... You have Dennis and his tools!
Yes.
Because he probably murders people. They made a fake Making a Murderer episode about it. Which is incredibly well done. Because of the death of his cat wife, Kathleen Ponderosa.
Yes. Yes, I remember that as well. I have, through osmosis, understood It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So
go watch the show. Face it, you have nothing else going on.
What are you doing?
Go watch Always Sunny. Yeah.
What are you, working? Unemployment at an all-time high. You're not doing anything.
You've got nothing going on.
If that hit too hard, I apologize. Anyway.
But also go watch it.
It's
been another mini rant.
It's been another mini rant.
Mini stage rant. Rant stage.
We are going to be having our season finale here soon in a few weeks. Should we say what the musical is, or should we...
Have we already said it?
We've implied that it could be this, but we haven't stated what our finale will be. Depending on when these episodes are posted.
It will be something.
It will be something. This is not... We do have a Halloween episode and a Christmas episode planned. But our finale, oddly enough, is not the Halloween episode, even though it will be probably more scary than our Halloween musical.
Terrifying.
And we will announce at the season finale what our Halloween and Christmas musicals are. So be on the lookout for that. But yeah.
Leave a like.
Leave a comment. If you like and subscribe. If you listen to this on Spotify, give us a follow. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review.
Yeah, leave us a review. Let us know what you hate.
The more stars and the more reviews, the more likely people are to see this musical or see this podcast.
Well,
we have to do a musical episode of this podcast.
It will just be snippets of all the songs and musicals we've made up over the... That's what we'll do. We'll take one of the made-up musicals we've made, and we'll actually put music to it.
I love it.
I still like... Ooh, okay. I still like the concept of Les Mis 2.
Les Mis 2. I like any prestige musical with just the sequel being Phantom of the Opera. Too. But that exists, though. That there is a sequel.
But we don't need to...
We might get there eventually.
I don't know how desperate we are for content.
We will see.
Tell us what shows you want us to do.
Yes. Leave us... we have an Instagram, also, at Stage Rant. We somehow got that handle. No one was using it.
No one's using Stage Rant.
Which is...
The musical business. There's a gap.
There is. Stage Rant.
If I was a business bro, I absolutely would have identified...
I might check to see if we can get this domain.
Broadway content.
And just get StageRant.com.
Yeah. StageRant.com.
I'm going to do that right now. before I even post this so I can have it, and I'll put a link to all our episodes on stagerant.com.
Maybe find us at stagerant.com.
Maybe.
Maybe. Possibly. Not a guarantee.
No.
But it could be a thing.
It could be.
At stagerant.com.
Stagerant.com.
Stagerant.com.